You enjoyed yourself in America?
Oh, I had quite a nice trip, yes.
Oh, very good.
Saw Mary and Andrew, yes, and in fact, the whole family were together for Mary's
nice,
wedding.
Very nice, yes. It is horrible.
It is horrible, isn't
it? Keeping busy.
Yes.
Yes. Jim's in Flint this afternoon at the Heart and Stroke Club.
St. Michael Ride.
Not very well. We stopped going after Christmas because we ran chest, both of us, full of cold. And it's hard going that 3 hours in the morning, you know.
Yes.
But we'll go back again.
Well, I've had to stop my classes because I'm so busy.
Yes.
Among other things, I'm writing a commentary on Romans in Sichuana.
Oh, very good, yes. So Jim's been very busy with his talks and different things. We packed in, you know, after Christmas because we both were, we thought we'd had it, you know, we got this flu bug and, and anyway, we're all right now. So
good.
That's the main thing, that we shall go back after Easter.
Yes.
All things permitted, you know. If it's not too expensive, it got very dear, you know.
That is also a thing, too.
Yes, it is a thing, yes.
I'm feeling a bit hard up at the moment. I had a bill for repairing the car for £230. And so.
Yes, and everything comes at once, doesn't it?
It does, yes.
Yes, that's what we find. We've had water coming through the roof.
Mm.
When they put a new roof on, I think they pinched the lead round the chimney stack.
Yes.
And you're busy at Flint, aren't you?
Yes. Yes.
We have a meeting on Tuesday to decide whether we're going to have a pastor or not.
Yes. Well, as a matter of fact, the moderator was talking to me on the telephone, I think it was yesterday.
Yes.
He wants to come along and see you.
Yes.
I don't think there's any question about you getting a minister.
You think we'll get one?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
But... you know, whether it'll be a good thing to link up with somebody, I don't know yet.
No.
That's one of the things he'll want to talk about.
Yes, of course. You know this thing they've been talking about joining with the Methodists?
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to come to anything?
Well, honestly, I don't know because I haven't been in the discussions at all.
The ordinary congregation at St. John's hasn't. But we've got friends in the Methodist Church and they've told us things that are, you know, absolute news to us. And whoever represents us doesn't come any, bring anything back and you don't know.
Well, there's some similar conversations going on in Flint.
Are there?
But I don't think they've got as far as yours have.
No. Well, I mean, personally, I think it would be better for the United Reform to join up with a shared pastorate instead of joining up with the Methodists, because the Methodists have got plenty of churches in their area, haven't they?
They have that, yes.
Yeah.
And the trouble is, of course, the Methodists haven't really joined up themselves.
No, that's true, Alan, no. I know. And they want to pay somebody a fee to do a service. How many surveys have we had done? We enjoyed the moderator very much when he was at our church.
Good.
The other week. I liked him very much.
Mm. Well, of course, he'll be coming up tomorrow for a synod. That's at Holywell.
Yes.
I expect somebody from St. John's will be coming. How's Nigel these days?
Well, he's off sick, as far as I know.
Mm.
But I did hear something, I don't know whether it's true, that the doctor took him off the sick because he wanted to go up for a medical, which was a bit unethical. So I don't know whether it's true. It's, you know, it's just what someone said.
Oh.
It was on good authority, but you know, things get exaggerated.
Yes.
I haven't seen him, and I think we were away at the weekend.
The
camp's gone up there, but he looks terrible.
Does he?
Well, he did. The last time I saw him, we're trying to have a lot of fundraising things, and what was the last one? Oh, it was the Valentine's Supper. He just rushed in with his family, and we'd all made different things, you know, and there was loads of food. But his children wanted one particular thing. Well, they were late coming in, and of course it had gone, so he wasn't very happy. And he didn't stay long, and he did look terrible, he did really. I don't see that kind of a job which he's going to do if he's going to have serious
hello.
Depression and, you know, look so ill. It's not very good for the people he's looking after, is it?
No. Oh, well, let's hope he'll get better.
Well, I hope so, yeah.
But I've heard that shingles does have this sort of after effect.
Yes.
But, you know, it takes a long while to get over it.
Yes.
But I hope he will, because...
Oh, I hope so.
I mean, he's a young man, and he's done a good job, I think.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I mean, I think we'll miss him, but I think he's entitled to a move. He's been here quite a while.
Oh, yes, it's been 9 years about the time he goes. Oh, yes, he is. I'm surprised that he stayed so long. But there you are. That's how it goes. Anyway, I hope to see you.
Right.
To come up sometime.
I'll try and do that.
I'll give you a ring and arrange for to come up.
Right, thanks
lovely
very much.
To see you.
Goodbye.
Yes.
They want to know what spoken English is like.
Oh, I said, wow. Take me by all means, but they probably won't like my voice.
Now, what do I want? Half dozen eggs.
Large ones?
Yes, I think so. Or, at least I more often buy medium. I don't really know which pays best.
Look, if you poach an egg, those are too big.
No, let me have those, though. Because I do sometimes poach an egg.
Yeah, well, they say that they're too large for the poacher. They come over the top. There we are. Thank you.
I want to make a casserole. Have you got either a neck of lamb or an oxtail or something like that? Well, I'd have an oxtail then.
That's 130 for the whole one. Is that too much for you?
No, I'll use that, I think.
You can freeze it if you don't.
That's what I do.
If you don't want it all. Did I see Robert with you the other day?
Was he would. Well, both Robert and David have got Volvos, so if it was the last few days, it was probably David.
I think it might have been Wednesday.
Yes, that was David. Robert hasn't. Robert's coming next weekend, but he hasn't been here for a few weeks.
Yeah, I just saw you at the crossroads, you see, and I'm sort of concentrating.
No, that was David was with me. Now, the next thing is I want something to cook quickly. Let me have a pound of sausages.
Right. Well, we've got different types of seasoning, so I don't know which you would like, Mr. Seeger. Ordinary pork.
Mm-hmm.
Those have got leek seasoning, pork and apple, tomato, and herbs.
Goodness, what a choice.
Mm. If you like something seasoned, they're all quite happy.
Yes. I should think. Let's try the tomato one. I haven't seen sausages with tomato in before.
They are very nice. Half a pound or just a couple?
Half a pound. No, give me a pound. I'll put them in the freezer and use them as they come. One of these chicken fillets, I think, please.
Hello.
Morning.
Hello. 94 pence.
I think that's about all I can do so far. No, I'll put them in this. Why use up your carrier bags? Anyhow, this is an easier way to carry it. Only in the evening, but we've got a synod tomorrow, so I'll be out all day. Right, bye. Mushrooms takes up a lot of room, don't they? Huh? Pound of mushrooms takes up a lot of room.
Oh,
it's surprising. Don't worry, that would be doing well in the room. I hope he means for the pub and not for us.
Put you on 44 back.
All right.
I just marked it up there.
Good.
Sorry about that. It's better.
I looked at the car, I thought it seemed a lot, you know. And but what it's been, she's come in, I put the 44 down for the tomatoes, and then put them again.
You're not Welsh speaking at all, are you?
No.
But you are Welsh.
I was born in Buckley. That's right. I'm sorry about that.
That's right.
Yeah. My father, well, he could speak Welsh. And my mother could understand it.
I see.
But she couldn't speak it. And I've always been sorry that my dad never taught us, you know.
I've been trying to learn it, but I haven't got very far.
I've always been sorry that he hasn't.
Well, I was 76 when I started learning it.
My nephew, he lives up by Clanberries.
Yes.
The power.
and both he and his wife, the headmaster in the village, Penisawan, they lived in the village Penisawan, and the master, the headmaster, used to give one or two lessons, and they had it in different houses, you know.
I see, yes.
To speak Welsh, because they get very naughty up there with them if they couldn't, if they live in there and they don't speak Welsh.
Mm.
You know, they, when they first went up there to live, they had quite a problem. And the trouble was, the two boys, they were born in Australia, you see, and they came here, and one was four, and the other two came back.
Yes.
Of course, they've had a problem, haven't they? English speaking in the house, and Welsh in school. So it was quite, and then they weren't learning very well at all, you know, seeing backward. They found that they took them to different specialists and different things. They both left school now and got jobs. But they were dyslexia.
Oh, goodness.
They found out, both of them.
Oh.
But they got jobs, and quite good jobs. And the fella that is employing them, he is one himself.
I see.
So he employs that sort of people. Yes.
Mm.
But they're grand now.
Good.
They both passed the driving test first time and everything, you know, all that. But they couldn't find out what it...
Mm. So it was only partly the language then?
And?
It was only partly the language then?
Yes, yes. But, you know, they were quite embarrassed in school and that, and for them.
Mm.
As I say, they're grand now. They've got these jobs and they're quite happy.
Good.
But surprising the people that you don't realise, you know, it troubled the parents. And then, as I say, they took them to a number of specialists, Bangor and different places.
Mm.
Couldn't find out
why.
And then, of course, this all came out after.
All right.
Anyway, I'm quite happy now.
All right, goodbye then. Oh, it's not very valuable, is it?
You've got it all.
Thank you. Goodbye. Oh, it's on.
I don't think I'm likely to say anything that can be used down and taken in evidence against me.
It's all supposed to be anonymous anyway. Right, now, do you like Muesli and that sort of thing?
Yes, yes.
Right. Sit you down. Doesn't really matter.
Nope.
All right.
That'll be all right.
Fine. All right.
Here,
I don't know. I just usually do sit this way. It doesn't really matter.
This is. It's a nice set. It's not to be looking straight out into the garden.
Yes, that building would be nice. Yeah. For these and all the gifts of thy love, we give thee thanks. For Jesus' sake, amen. Help yourself. Take as much as you like. There's another packet there.
Oh. Right, thank you. I
didn't want to put the new stuff on top of the old until I knew whether we'd finished or not. Yes, I think I'll have to open it.
Getting into those things is a major task.
Yes.
Plastic bags and various containers. It's a nice big greenhouse you've got there.
Yes. We put that on as a. I bought it as a do-it-yourself job.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't there when we arrived.
How long ago? How long has it been
there? Oh, 10 or 12 years, I think.
Oh.
No, must be more than that. It wasn't too long after we got here.
to this park when you came back to...
Well, largely because we couldn't afford a house in the area where we both grew up.
Where was that?
South East London.
Oh, yeah.
At least I was born in Kent, but brought up in South East London.
Oh, yeah. Whitbit. Whereabouts?
Born in Welling, and then we moved to Lewisham. I suppose I must. That was immediately after the war, you know, the first war.
Did your wife come from the same area?
Well, in a way, although her parents were Scotch.
Oh.
Her mother's family from St Andrews and her father from Dundee.
But they moved down to London long before.
Or he came to London to get work.
Yeah. And what made you choose this particular part then?
Well, one of my sons is married to a girl whose family live in Buckley. Originally, when we first thought of retiring, we were attracted to the Dales, but we couldn't afford that.
Oh, this is a great problem with that. At CWM when you retired, wasn't it? Had they got them any form of assistance?
They had, but it was much less satisfactory than the URC one. Though they've changed now. They're more or less on the same basis as the URC. It didn't look a very attractive proposition at the time. For one thing, if we'd taken one of their houses and I'd died first, my wife would have been left without a home. Except for going to the, they've got that place in Worthing, Lomas House.
Yeah.
But we were neither of us very keen on that.
No, not really. No. Could you have chosen where to have the house, or did they have some that had been left for that purpose?
I'm not really sure. We didn't go into it very deeply.
No.
Fortunately, Ruth had some money from her father, which covered buying this house. At that time, property was fairly cheap in Buckley. We got this for $7,500. I think it costs more than that now.
I think so, yeah. You wouldn't purchase the land that it stands on for that now.
Mind you, it's only a paper profit because you can't realise on it.
No.
Where are you from originally then?
London. East London.
Mm-hmm.
East Ham. Actually, I was brought up until I was about seven. In the same area, but in a place called Beckton.
Oh, that's where the gas works used to be.
That's right, yeah. Just over, not far over the water from Woolwich.
Yes, I know, not far from where we live, really.
Well, I often tell people that those who don't come from London don't realise the difference between North and South. South London, they're two different worlds, aren't they, in a way?
Yes.
For the people who live there, they aren't, anyway. The river's a great divide.
Despite all the bridges.
No, that's right. You didn't go straight from college overseas?
Well, as near as possible, because I mean, I was appointed to Africa while I was still in college.
Oh, mm-hmm.
But then there was delay because of war conditions. So it was nearly a year before we actually got away.
Uh-huh.
In the end, I took a pastorate at Hayes in Kent.
Oh, yeah.
On the understanding that if a passage came up, I could leave.
Mm.
Well, I took the chair at my first church meeting and tendered my resignation.
Oh, did you? The war was over by then?
No.
Oh.
This was 1942.
Oh?
Oh, no, the war was very much on at the time.
What vessel did you go on then?
A free French one called Désirade.
Oh.
Flying the flag of Lorraine.
Oh, really? Did you go in convoy or?
We started out in convoy from Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in convoy for about a week. And then we suddenly found ourselves alone.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a whole month at sea without seeing land.
Mm-hmm. You were pleased to get off, weren't you?
Very.
And where did you land? Cape Town?
Yes.
So, what route did you take?
Goodness only knows. I think we went pretty well across the Atlantic, right, quite a long way west. We didn't have any trouble from U-boats, but we picked up some boats from a ship that had.
Yeah.
The rules were not to do that. The ships weren't supposed to stop because apparently the submarines sometimes lurked there.
Waiting for others, yeah.
But they did stop, not for long. It was a pretty smart bit of work. When they sighted these boats, they got out their cargo derricks and let down a hook each end of each boat, boat people and all, dumped them on the deck and went off full steam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was that a passenger vessel that had been sunk then?
The one that had been sunk was a cargo vessel.
Mm.
They'd got a Lascar crew and white officers.
Mm-hmm. Yours was a passenger ship, was it?
Mm. Mm.
And did your wife sail with you then?
Yes. Only got her passenger at the last minute.
Hmm.
Well, in fact, we heard on Monday that was a passage and we sailed on Friday.
We had everything packed up already anyway.
Mostly.
Hmm. You took a good deal with you at that time, I presume?
Yes, quite a lot. Well, as much as we could.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't have anything with our furniture. But
no.
It's
your personal.
I took quite a few books. Excuse the wrapping, but it keeps it a bit fresher.
That's fine, thank you.
Instead of that stuff, you might not. I didn't really like that. I meant to put this one out as well. They're both handmade. Oh, unless you like that.
You made them, did you?
Yes.
Mm. So when did you first come back for leave?
Hello. Must be 1950, I think. Yes, we had 8 years before our first furlough.
Yeah.
And you had some advantages.
Yes.
You get acclimatised in that time.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know, in the sense of regarding the country as home.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
I mean, to our children, although they have been away from Botswana for quite a few years now, it's still home.
It is, yeah.
Andrew, the eldest, still keeps his Botswana passport.
Oh, does he? Yeah. How many times have you been back since you retired?
Twice.
Uh-huh. It's a very expensive business to...
It is, yes.
...to go backwards and forwards. And I'll try this, I think. Yeah. And the last time you say was in...
September.
This September.
This past September.
Yeah. Mm. Have you found much change since your last visit, previous visit?
Oh, quite a lot. Economically, the change is immense.
For the good or not?
Well, in many ways, yes. There's tarred roads, there's electricity, and even water on tap, which we never had. Not everywhere, no. But they've got water on tap, but quite a few places.
Where were you mostly? Well, where was your first appointment?
First of all, to Denota, which is in not far south of Francistown on the Shashi River. The Shashi River is just a bed of sand most of the year.
But
it does when it rains, it does come down fast. Then we moved to Suroe. And after that to Maung up in the northwest, and finished in Lobatse when I was doing a lay training program for the whole country.
But you're mostly doing district work, eh?
Yes. Until I moved to Lobatse.
And they were in traditional mission stations, were they?
More or less, yes.
We
didn't have the big stations that, you know, people seem to have in China and that, and in India. It was usually just one man and his wife. Are you ready for tea?
Yes, please.
Sorry, I put you where the teapot is.
That's all right. Do you put the milk in first, or?
I generally do. I don't know if it matters.
Say how much.
That's right.
Do I stir it first, the tea?
I doubt if it needs it, but... but it is a bit weak.
Well, just try and stir it. See what happens.
Oh, perhaps I didn't put enough tea in.
That was a loop. And how long were you doing the lay training?
Oh, 6 or 7 years.
And was that ministers?
Local preachers.
Where did your ministers go to train?
Well, in the early days, we had the Tiger Kloof Bible School.
Oh, of course, yes.
But then, later on, it was to a sort of more or less ecumenical setup, which started at Adams, and which was the American mission near Lovedale. Well, it was part of Lovedale. And... Now it's at, they call it the Federal Theological Seminary.
Oh, yeah.
And it's it's near Pietermaritzburg now. What's the name of the place? Just lost the name of the place, but it's quite near Pietermaritzburg.
That's the place that Jack was principal.
Yes. Yes, I've been consulting him a bit about my Romans project.
Oh, yeah.
Because we knew each other out there.
This is very nice. It's apple butter.
It's a recipe I got from... Well, Ruth got it from our daughter-in-law in America.
Oh.
It's a New England recipe.
Oh, is it? Have you been there? To New England? I put that back?
Yes, right. Unless you want to open this again.
Did I sugar it?
No. I don't think you did.
Was your next tour of service shorter after that first one?
The next one was 6.
Well,
then it gradually reduced until right at the end we were getting furlough every 2 years.
Yes, that's right.
But that didn't happen very often to us because it was just being introduced.
That's right, Yes, our first tour was 5. It was supposed to be 4, but... some reason or other, we didn't really want to come home before, so we stretched the boat up until 5. But then, well, we had one more tour after that. But the... And would really have preferred to have stayed, made the next tour longer than 2.
Mm-hmm.
But rules are rules, aren't they? It seems. I seem to feel that it was, if we wanted to say 3, it was going to...
upset.
Well, they seemed, I thought it would save money.
Mm.
Seemed, so, but we stayed home then. Anyway.
I'm not quite sure where you did go.
Zambia.
Ah. Also, I had been into Zambia, but not very often. In fact, when I was stationed in Malang, I used to travel through Zambia to get to one of my outstations.
Oh, did you?
Simply because the roads were better that side, when it was Northern Rhodesia.
You crossed on the pontoon, did you?
Yeah.
And then came back over the bridge.
Over the Falls Bridge.
Well, we did that a few times when the border was closed with Rhodesia. And came across the pontoon through...
Of course, it's a much more elaborate pontoon now than it was then.
I'm sure.
That was...
I don't know, it wasn't very elaborate.
Well, you could get one and a half ton truck on it.
Mm.
And it was driven across with a couple of outboard engines.
I can't remember what it was. I remember that being when we went across it. Was.
I've got some slides. I mean,
more or less,
it's
like
show you
a lot of the others with the engine midway. Long.
Hmm.
Certainly not outboard.
Hmm. I know they did put in a much better ferry later.
Oh, yeah.
Then, of course, the Americans paid for that road up to Kazangula.
Hmm. That's right, yeah. But,
which really was a waste of money. It was, well, it's used a bit for tourism now, but it's... But it, commercially, it was of no importance.
No.
But it was, part of the sanctions policy against Rhodesia.
Yeah, that's right.
Where were you in Zambia?
We were all the time we were there in Kitwe.
Ah.
The theological college.
Mm. The only time I really went any distance was I went with Paul.
Oh yeah.
It was at a time when the Southern Africa District Committee sent representatives to the Central and vice versa.
Oh. Mm. That must have been some time ago.
Yes. 1950 something, yeah. I think.
Because the economic Zambia's economic situation is disastrous now.
And the drought, of course, has made it worse.
The drought, yeah, yeah. Just now, the drought seems to be much more widespread now, isn't it? And even into South Africa.
Well, I was looking at the...
very bad.
Christian Science Monitor, and they were saying that South Africa is going to have to import food
this year. Yeah.
Normally, South Africa feeds these other countries further south in bad years.
Mm-hmm. Yes, South Africa has... we have a regular A4 sheet, two sides on A4 sheet. It was weekly, but now it's a fortnightly news letter. Well, no, it's just a news sheet from Zambia.
Mm-hmm.
It's produced in this country, but it's culled from the Zambian to Zambian newspapers, so it's very liable as to what, you know, it's no it's not comment at all. It's just, and the last one 2 weeks ago, I think it was, indicated that South Africa's production of maize would be, oh, I can't remember, but a lot short of what they require.
It's down to about a quarter of normal. Because there are worries that it's going to affect the outcome of this referendum. You know, the farmers are sort of desperate, and they think they need government help, and they think they wouldn't get it from the black government.
But Botswana's doing quite well, yeah?
Oh, yes. Well, you see, they've got the diamonds.
Yes, that's right. But unfortunately, Zambia has the copper, has had the copper and so forth. The copper slumped in price.
And of course, normal years, they also earn quite a lot from exporting their cattle. In fact, I believe cattle are still a bigger earner than diamonds.
Yeah.